Rambam Mikvois. Rambam Mikvois. You should know what it is. Mikvois. 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 There's a medrash in Parshas Truma. V'yikholi Truma. So the medrash says, V'yikholi, what does V'yikholi take from me? V'yikhu oisi, take me. The Rebbein Shlom says, Klal Yisrael, that when you build a mishkan, betzim is V'yikhu oisi. Moshe Lamelech, he brings down a moshel. Shoyle bas yechida. He had one and only daughter. Bo echad min amalocha v'notla. Another king came along and took her as a wife. Bikish lelech la'arzay v'litali ishtay. He wanted to go back to his country and take her as a wife. Omaloi. So the king said to him, Bitish enasati l'chal yichidisi. The daughter, my daughter that I gave you, is the one and only. Lifroish mimenu eini yochol. I can't separate myself from her. Leimaloch al title, to tell you don't take her. I can't tell you that. She's your wife. I can't separate myself from her, and I can't stop you taking her. Elazu toiva, do me a favor. Asedi shechol mokim shatoholech, wherever you're going to go and live, kitin echod aseli, make for me as like a small hut in the back of your palace. Sheedo etzlechem, that when I come to visit you, I'll be able to live by you. Sheini yochol anich esbiti, because I can't leave go of my daughter. So the Rebbein Shlom told Klal Yisrael, Nosati lochem es ha-teira. I gave you the Torah. Lifroish mimeno eini yochol. To separate myself from the Torah, I can't. Leima lochem, to tell you, al titlu, to tell Klal Yisrael, don't take the Torah, eini yochol. Ela v'chol mokim shato holchim, wherever you go, bayis echod aseli, Sheedo b'secha, go and build for me a house that I can live in it. Shneimer v'osu l'migdash. So, the Medrash tells us a moshel of the Bas Melech, that the Bas Melech, the king, wants to be'etzem be near the daughter. So he asks his son-in-law, build me a hut, a kitoin echot, small hut, a small house, behind, in your back garden, that whenever I'm there, or I can always be near my daughter. So the Rebbein Shlom says to Klal Yisrael, I gave you the Torah. I can't be perished from the Torah, and I can't tell you not to take it, because that's the key of the world. Novos, build for me, the Rebbein Shlom says, build for me a house that I can always be together with you. The Poshta Shailon is Medrash. The Moshel is not doing it to the Nimshel. Bishleimer by the Bas Melech. So the Bas Melech goes off to a different country. So the king, the father, wants to live, or wants to be, he can be able to live or visit his daughter, so he wants a special house for himself. By the Ribbono Shel'olam, by Torah, the Ribbono Shel'olam and Torah is Chadu, is one. So when we learn Torah, Araisa Kutcha Brichu Chadu, the Ribbono Shel'olam and Torah is one. So what's Pshat? I gave you the Torah, so I can't be Pirish from it. I can't say don't take it. So say that. So you gave Torah, so you gave the Ribbono Shel'olam with the Torah. So why do I have to build another hut for the Ribbono Shel'olam Kaviyachol? I have to build a Beis HaMikdash. When I learn Torah, the Ribbono Shel'olam is with me. What's this Kitoin Echod? Make for me a special Kitoin that I can dwell in it. The Ribbono Shel'olam is Chochmas HaTorah. It's one thing. So forget, the Ribbono Shel'olam says, Adarabba, when you learn Torah, that's when you're together with me. What's this bias echot, something extra that I have to build on? I was thinking of studying it too to a Maisa in Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer. The Moridika Maisa, I don't know if you know the Maisa, or Rabbi Lezer ben Hukunas. Rabbi Lezer ben Hukunas was 28 years old. He was an Amor is deraisa. And he worked for his father. His father was a multi-millionaire. He was Chayrish. And he used to work in the fields. That was the business in those days. Yoshav lo yavaya boicha. He sat and cried. Omale avi b'neim ata boicha. Why are you crying? Efshe, is it because you don't have enough where to work, or I didn't give you enough fields, or tell me something that I can take care of? So he said to him at the end of the whole vikuach, backwards and forwards, while he's crying, Omale shani rub mevakesh lil mit Torah. I want to learn Torah. Omalid Ali ben Esther the Shmaina Shanimot. You're 28 years old. But I'm back is little Torah. Now you're going to start. Kachlecha Isha, go and get married. You'll have a few kids. And your kids will have to malich on a base safer. And you'll take them to school. You take them to Cheder. And let them be the Talmid HaChachamim. The Vaila, you're making money. You're not Ma'aretz. You'll never make it. What do you have to go and sit and learn for? Also, Shtei Shabbosos Leitam Klum. He fasted for 2 weeks, and he wasn't toyim anything. Well, didn't eat anything. Atcha Nigla Loi Eliyahu Zichroinu L'Roch. Until Eliyahu Anovi came to him, and told him, Ben Hulkanus, Lama Taboicha, why are you crying? So he says, because I want to learn Torah. So he says, Im Atam Avakish, little bit Torah. You want to learn that? Go to Yerushalayim, to Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai was the God of Lador. First question, how was he zeichet Eliyahu HaNovi? I mean, the guy's an Amoras Deraisa. I mean, suddenly he gets, you know, he got this Prosta Bala boss who's working for the last 28 years. Suddenly Eliyahu HaNovi turns up by him. How does that work? Number two, normally a guy doesn't know how to read, or he doesn't know how to learn, you don't send him to Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai, who was the God Lador. You don't take a bocha straight out of America who's an Amoras Goman and send him to Brisk. You first have to go through Levaria, you have to go through different yeshivas in order to learn how to read, learn how to daven, learn how to... And then, perhaps, you know, down the line he'll get somewhere. But send him straight to Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai, to the God Lador, to learn by the God Lador? Okay, two shailas. Omad v'holach eitz Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai. He goes to Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai, he goes to Yerushalayim. He's sitting and he's crying. So he said, why are you crying? Because I want to learn Torah. So he said, who are you? He wouldn't answer him. Sounds familiar. In your days, you never learned Krishna, not Tefillah, not Birchas Hamozin. No, ich weiß nicht. I don't. Birchum Ben Zakkai got up and taught him how to daven. Taught him Krishna, taught him the Musik of Zman Krishna, and he taught him Berachas HaMosen. So the Raisa. Yoshav Yabecha. He started crying. Omale Bini, Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai says, why are you crying? He says, because I want to learn Torah. Vayom Leshte Halochos Kalimei HaShavua, he taught him two halochos one whole week. Vayochizelei Aleim, and he was chazed them over again and again until he understood them properly. Also shmoyne yomim v'lo tam klum. He did 8 days, v'lo tam klum. He didn't eat anything until his mouth, there was a reach ra coming out of his mouth. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is sitting there, and he sees that Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus is crying. He says, "Why are you crying?" Because I'm standing in front of you, I haven't eaten for 8 days, my mouth smells, I don't feel comfortable. Omalei, she gave him a brocha. Kishem sha'ola reach picha milfonai, the same way as this smell came to me, so the smell of Torah should come out from your mouth. She says, Omalei b'ni, mi ato? Who are you? She's Ben Hyrcanus. I'm the son of Hyrcanus. Hyrcanus was a famous gevir. Omale ben Gedele Mato. You know, you come from a chasam mishpacha. She invited him to eat by him from then on, until he became the great Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, the famous Meister Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. On Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, it says that the Moshe Rabbeinu saw when he went up to Shemayim to get the Torah. That there's a Rebbe Elazar that's going to be Derish on Pora Aduma, and the Rebbe Nishalim was saying over the Shmoy from the Rebbe Elazar, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Who is that?" And he says, "Halavai, it should be from my mishpacha." What happened over here? How did he become the Rebbe Elazar ben Hyrcanus? And how is the Rebbe Elazar ben Hyrcanus the great Satana? Was the Talmud Muvuk Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says that B'shas, when his father came up to Yerushalayim, he didn't know what happened to his son. And Chazal say that he stood up and he said Torah. Yeshiva Deirish upon of Meiras Ka'urachama, his face was shining like the sun, and his Kanois of Yetzik, Kanois of Shalmoisha, the rays was like the rays of Moshe Rabbeinu. His face was so shining, no people didn't know whether it was day or night. And Rabbi Yochanan came and said and kissed him on his forehead. Ashreichem Avram Yitzchok Yaakov sheyotzem is chalotzecher. Praise to Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, you have such an einikel. What happened over here? What, 28 years he's in Amoritz. He sits down and starts crying. Eliyahu Novi comes to him. What happened over here? The Pshat is Poshet. There's a famous Gemara by Rabbi Akiva. Nichnas. And the Gemara says over a story that they came in to visit Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Elazar was dying. And Rabbi Elazar says, "Now you come? Where were you till now?" So he said, "We didn't have time." So Rabbi Elazar says, "I'm not sure if you're going to die a natural death." This is Rabbi Akiva and a few of his Talmidim. So Rabbi Akiva said, "What's his mitzvah? What's going to be with me?" He says, "Your misa is going to be the worst of everybody, because libay pasuach ke'ulam. You have a meridika hat. Your heart is as open like a ulam, like a hallway. That means you could be makabel a velt of Torah." And Rashi says over there, "Irushi mashtani, if you'd have been mashamash me b'Torah, you'd have been much bigger. And because libay pasuach k'ulam, your heart is so open, you have such a good cup, you could have been much bigger." Chaim Shalom, it says libay pasuch ba'ulam, it says libay, it doesn't say moyach, it doesn't say his head, it says his heart. Libay pasuch ku'ulam, it says of Chaim, weist the chais that to be zeicha to Torah, you don't have to have a good head. It's got to be a libay pasuch. The heart has to be open. The heart has to want. You, Rav Akiva, who taka, has such a cheshkes at Torah, and has such a rotzen to learn. But for 24 years you went away without even going home once. You taka could have been much bigger if you'd have been meshamesh me more. Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, Yeshiva Boicha. How you say to tell you a novi, a man who doesn't know Krishna, Birchas Hamazon and Tefillah, because he wanted to. He had such a rotzen to sit and learn, the rotzen to sit and learn, his hachona to want to sit and learn, and he was willing to give up everything that's around him. He was the richest boy in Eretz Yisrael at that point. He had every building in Manhattan under his name. He's willing to give it up. Everything. It's not negeya. Yeshuv uboicha. Something is Yeshuv uboicha is zeicha to gilu Eliyahu. And Eliyahu Hanavi says to him, "You want to be zeicha to Torah? Don't go to a second class yeshiva. Don't go to a third class yeshiva. Don't go to an Aleph base Rebbe. The rotzen that you have to sit and learn, you deserve to sit by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, by the God Lador. You go straight to Rabbi Yashiv. He'll teach you Aleph base, because that's the only place that's roi for a guy like you. Ayon Amoris doesn't make a difference. Libay Pasuach Ku'ulam. Your heart is open, and you have such a rotzen. You always Yeshuv Boichad, such a rotzen. Only by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai are you going to steig." Kitay Nechot, says the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're right. Torah and the Ribbono Shel Olam is the same. No difference. When you learn Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam is with you. But the Goyin says, Amor Diki Yisayit, Torah is like rain. When rain falls, whatever is in its way grows. If it's a rose, then the rose trees will go into a rose. If there's weeds, it'll grow weeds. If it's grass, it'll go grass. Whatever's in the ground, that's what's going to grow from the rain. Says the Goyin, Torah is the same thing. Torah is samachayim, can be a sam, can be a medicine for life, and can be samamovis. If the guy that's learning the Torah has the right hachona, has the right midas, then the shoshana will grow. Then the rose bush will grow. If the Torah, that's compared to rain, will fall and will learn on somebody who's a hashchosas hamidas, then Torah will be samamovis. It all depends on who the Torah is worked on. Ribbono Shel Olam says, "Nosati lachem as haTorah, I gave you the Torah. I can't separate myself from Torah because I am one. Torah, chochmas haTorah, and Ribbono Shel Olam is chadu. Shnayim sheyeshem yesh b'neim b'divrei Torah, shchina shruir b'neihem." There's a shchina there. Rav Shachar also used to say over the story that the Olam runs to the Kaisel. Why? To daven. Why? Because the shchina never left since the Beit Hamikdash. It's the only place where there's Ashrei is Hashchina. I, the Mishnah says Mefurish, two people learning Torah, the Shechina. So you're basically giving up the Shechina right, that's right next to you, and running, and wasting your time running to the Kaisel to see Shechina. The Shechina is there. Shechina, that's Shechina. The Ribbono Shel Olam is with you. But if you want to be Zeicha to Torah, you want to be Zeicha to Emes HaTorah, then Kitoin Echot Aseli. You've got to prepare a house. There's got to be a hachana. There's got to be a yeshiv uboicha. There's got to be a tremendous rotzen. Libay pasuach ku'ulam. You've got to have a tremendous rotzen to want to learn. And to want to steig. When the same midas rois is, and you're sitting and learning, when the hachana for learning is not really the learning, then stand with the novice. Then it becomes a Sama Movis. Kitain Echod Aseli, make for me She'edoir Etzlechem, that I'll be able to live with you. Is Ribbono Shel Olam saying, you want to become the Metzias of Torah? There's a Hachana. There's a Hachana beforehand. is how much is your mavakesh? How much are your mavakesh? How much do you want it? There's a Yoshiva Boicha. There's somebody who sits and cries because he wants to learn Torah. He could be the biggest Dama Oretz. Doesn't know Krishma. Doesn't know the Metzius of Berachas HaMozin. He's 28 years old. He was Zeicha to Elyon Novi. He was Zeicha to learn Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Because the Kitin Echad that he built in order that the Ribbono Shel Olam should be live near him was a proper Kitin. With a proper achana. Says Ribbono Shel Olam. That's Shaykh Torah. Ki Torah, Ki Torah. Omar Shmoch, Mechati Lem Torosi, Kaviyochel Nemechati Into, Kaviyochel, I'm sold with you. I gave you Torah, I'm part of you. That's when it's Samachayim. But when the achana is not the real achana, when the achana is just to be Yetzazayim, when the Kitain Echod is not a proper Kitain, when the Kitain Echod is somewhere, I'd rather have those fields of Rabbi Lezer ben Hokinus. I'd rather be the guy that Hokinus said to Eliezer, the father said to Eliezer, you know what? You carry on being an Amoritz. You'll get married, you'll have kids, you'll support your kids. I'll take care of the Rabbi Shalom's world. I'll be the Baal Stoker. Doesn't work. There's a Muridik in Medrash, Eicha. When the Mekonin, the one that's saying the what's going on with Zman HaMikdash, so the Mekonin says, Kumi Roini Balayla. Wake up, Roini Balayla. Ein Rina is a Lashon Tefillah. Daven by night. Learn by night, says the Rambam. The Rosh HaShmoiris. The beginning, there's three parts to the light, to the night. Each one's called a Mishma. Three different parts. The Rosh HaShmoiris. Shivchi Kamayim Libech. Pour your heart out. Nechech Pnei Hashem. Opposite of Ribbono Shel Olam. Sielav Kapayach. Open up your hands. Al nefesh el alayich, on the children, pa'atufim barov, who are wrapped up in hunger, b'roish kol chutzos. Roish kol chutzos means on all the street corners. There's a lot of pshatim in this pasuk. Pasuk pshat is that the koyach hatfilah is a tremendous koyach balayla. The Rosh HaShmoiris, says Chazal, why dafka the Rosh HaShmoiris, the beginning of the first, there's three parts of the night. There's a moedik eshivchi kamayim libech, pour out your heart, neichach b'nei Hashem, al nefesh el alayach, on the children, because b'shas chum b'is hamigdosh, atufim barov, they were dying from hunger. The Medrash says something else. Kumi Roini Balayla. Rambam says, Roif Teirosa from a person is Nikne Balayla. Chazal tell us that somebody who learns Torah by night, Chut Shel Chesed Moshech Olav. Like a string of Chesed, a certain Nisias Cheni has, Moshech on his face. Roif Teirosa, says the Rambam, is Nikne Balayla. Says the Medrash, says the Mekonin, Kumi Roini Balayla. Balayla al Iske Layla. Layla was created for Torah. That's when you're supposed to get up. There's a famous Yid in Yerushalayim, an Adam Godel, called the Zundel Kreuzer. I think since he's 13, he's never missed the Sikkin. He goes to sleep straight after Maariv, and he wakes up by Chatzos. Chatzos Laila. And from Chatzos Laila, I think for the last 60, 70 years, he wakes up, he says, Tikkun Chatzos, and he sits and learns till the Sikkin, every night. Been doing that for 50, 60 years. The man knows Shas cold. He's written on Kol HaTorah Kula. But that's Be'etzem. Straight after Maariv. It's night time already. Get Shlof. Kum Yiroini Balayla. Shidchi Kamayim Libeich. There's a Moridika Zman. There's a Moridika Zman, which is in the Sugal Tefillah. When you need a Yeshua, the Chatzos Laila. When you need a refuah for somebody, you'll say there's a minion by Chatzos by the Kaisel. What's that? That's the Zman Rachamim by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shivchi Kamayin Libech, that's the time to ask for Rachmonas. See Elov Kapayich. Al Nefesh Elov Hatufin Berov. This is the time to ask for the starving children, for all sorrows. But there's another pshat. Kumi Baroini Balayla, there's Iskei Laila. The Laila has the most, is the biggest Maisa Sotan. Hayes, that Rav Teiros, somebody can be Koina Balayla. And Hayes, that Rav Yeshuais, and the Koyach HaTfila, is the most strong by night. So Balayla is the biggest Nisyonis from the person. And Chazal tell us, Kumi Roini Balayla, Al Iske Laila. There's a lot of other Yetzer Horas that go on by night. And Chazal say, no, the time is what? Roini Balayla, that's the time to be learning. Shivchi Kamayim Libech, that's the time to turn around to the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, Yoishuvu Boichel, like Reb Lezer and Hukunas. I didn't understand Pshat and Tosfos today. Now's the time to be Yoishuvu Boichel. See Elov Kapayach al Nefesh Elech. Open up your arms. Lift out your hands. You're davening to the Rebbeinu. Who are tufim berov, say Chazal. Those who are hungry from Ruchnias. Who are enveloped. Who are tufim berov. Lerov lalechem v'leitzomo lamayim. Kim lishmoyas dvar Hashem. They're not hungry from food. They're not hungry from drink. They're hungry from Ruchnias. Beroish kol chutzos. On all street corners. You want to know why Balayla, the street corners are so full? Because that's the Zman where the Sotan doesn't want that you should be Zeicha to Torah. I'll learn the first Seder. But the Roini Balayla, the Iskei Laila, I'm not willing to give up. The Zman when I should be Yoshuvu Boicha. The Zman when I could be steiging the most. There's man when I could be sitting and learning and chut shel chesed, moshech olav, where I could have a chut of chesed for the next day. That the Sotan makes sure don't get that nekud. Don't get that zman. Adrabah, tufim berov, go to the Bereish Kol Chutzos, go and hang out by the street corners. That's the only way I'm going to make sure you're not going to make gedalim. That's the only way I'm going to make sure that I'm not going to make Reb Elezer ben Hurkanes's. The Kitoin Echod, the Hachona, the Bikush for Torah, it depends on how much Hachona, how much you're willing to give up the Roini Balayla. How much am I willing not to be the Roish Kol Chutzos on Iskei Laila? How much am I willing to give up on the nightlife? How much Hachona am I willing to say, no, Yoishuvu Mavakesh, Yoishuvu Boicha? There's 15 Shi'urim days left till the end of the month. It's 3 weeks, 4 weeks. We all turn around and we say, we pat ourselves on the back. I'm talking to the ones who taka, have what to pat themselves on the back, and I'm not trying to be mevatelit. I finished a masechta. I got through so many blat. I did this, I did that, I accomplished. You can call me fanatic. But I think when a person looks back and feels accomplishment, at the same time, he also has to look back with those ruchnis dika eyes of finishing a masechta, of finishing a perek, of feeling certain accomplishment of what he worked through as a man. He also has to make a cheshbon and nefesh. And he has to hear what's being said now. Because you have to put things in, you have to have your priorities right. When Rav Gifta said, he made a scene once on Baba Kama, and Rav Gifta turned around and said, "You finished Baba Kama. Well, what did Baba Kama do to you?" When we look back from the beginning of a year to where I'm holding today, how much is the Yeshiva Baicha? How much Kitoin did I put away for the Ribbono Shel Olam? How much Hachana? How much the Yeshiva Baicha was I willing to give up on the Reini Balaila, on the Iskei Laila? Do I still want to be Bereish Kol Chutzos? And if it won't be Bereish Kol Chutzos over there, I'll bring it into the Beis HaMedrash. I'll bring it into the Yeshiva. Yeah. It's an accomplishment. You learnt, never missed a second Seder, never missed a first Seder. I had my chavrusas by night. Gewaldig! I'm not being mevatelit. Chas v'sholom. But what does the end of this man look like? What is the end of this man? What do the lailas look like? By even the Gemrei Masechtas. Is it Bereish Kol Chutzos? Is it a Hatufim Berov? Do I still go out because I'm hungry? I still need my computer with my internet. I still need my games. Or is it Yoshev Uboicha by Chatzos Laila in the Beis HaMedrash? Now that I take a 2 months man, I can pat myself on the back and say, okay, I'm on vacation now for 2 months. We're going to start again with God. But till then, it's Bereish Kol Chutzos. I belong to the street corners. The Reini Balaila is not Negea. The Kitun Echot that the Ribbono Shel Olam says, that if you prepare a Kitun Shel Echot, I will live with you. That's not Negea. Intellectually, I finished a Masechta. I finished a Perek. I did every week a Chumash test. Gewaldig! What did the Chumash test do to you? What did the Masechta do to you? Where's the Kumi Reini Balaila when you walk out of a Zman of 6 months? Is there going to be a Reini Balaila? Is there going to be a Shivchi Kamaim Libech Noyechach Bnei Hashem? Or is the Ribbono Shel Olam going to turn around and say it's Sama Moves, because nothing changed? It's like water that comes down on something that's growing the wrong way. Sama Moves! And it's a hard thing to swallow when you turn around. I don't mean anybody personally here, but I hold Bahashkof, it has to be said. It's what you call the end of Zman, or what do they call it, Chveis, blues. It's dying out. And I don't mean anybody personally. And everybody goes through it, including myself. You have your ups, you have your downs. but there's a musak of the Ender's Man blues. That it's already the Ender's Man and I'm Potter. And I can do whatever's coming. And it's already Erev Purim, so I'm allowed this, I'm allowed that. I'm not going into Mutar Asur. I'm going into the mentality. Where are you? Are you still building a Kita in Echad? That you should be Zeicha to Torah? Or is it Sama Movis? When it's Yeshivu Boicha, when there's a Hachana Yezeicha tell you a Novi, Yezeicha to learn by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you can be the biggest Amma Oretz. Oh, but Elibay Posuach Ku'ulam, when you have that Rotzain in your heart, nothing to do with good head, Yezeicha to Torah, and you become Taka Odom Godl. But when I sit in a yeshiva, and I'm still connected to Bereish Kol Chutzos, with one press of the internet, Bereish Kol Chutzos, you see everything. It's not going to work. There's going to be a churban. It'll take a year. It'll take 6 months. It'll take 2 years. But Gornish was vaccinated for now. Nothing's going to grow out of it. When I was in yeshiva, when you'll be a prosta balabos, yeah, when I was in yeshiva, I finished this masechta and I finished this masechta. Sure. And what did the masechta do to you, you fashtunkan balabos, 20 years later? Who come, goes to dafayim yeshiva and falls asleep halfway anyway? Because the kita in echod wasn't a kita in echod when you were in yeshiva. I didn't come in with that rotzen that I want to be a Talmud Chacham, that I want to be a Torah Dikayid. That I want to have kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't want to be a Shivchi Kamayim Libech. I want to feel that I can speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Go and speak to a Bocha today. When was the last time you spoke to God? I'm not talking about tefillah. When was the last time you had a kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam? Where you felt like running to the Kaisel. Or you felt like standing in front of a Aron HaKodesh and saying a Kapitel Tehillim. Let me understand Tosfos. Give me the geschmack that I'll wake up tomorrow morning that I want to come to Seder. When was the last time somebody did that? Or if it goes my way and there's nothing else going on, then I might end up in bed early tonight. And if it's not too much, then I might make it to Seder. And if it's geschmack, so okay, the day went okay. We managed to get through another day. Where's our kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam? Ribbono Shel Olam says, Torah is me. I am a shtick Torah. When you learn Torah, you're learning with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So you have a kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. How come it doesn't stay? Because I didn't build that kita in echod. I didn't make that hachana. I still want to have kesher over there. I still want the Roini Balaila. I want my Roini Balaila. I want to enjoy my Yizkei Laila. I'm not willing to give up the biggest Zman Halimud of Aliyah. Is Laila. I'm not willing to give up Iske Laila. I've got my own Asokim Balaila. And Kol Zman, those Asokim and what going on, I can finish Masechtas. And I can go through Zmanim with Hasmoda. Sam Hamoves. And you can say I'm talking too sharp. It has to be said. And I don't mean anybody personally here again. The Hashkofas HaTorah has to be. It doesn't go together. You can slowly wean yourself off. You can slowly build up to a point where your Iske Laila is only in the Beis HaMedrash. But don't ever think that I can finish. You can finish Masechta, but the Masechta didn't finish you. I haven't even started on you. Because it doesn't go together. This kitoy nechod, aseli she'edor etzlechem, this hut in the back garden, which you think is not shaykh to Torah, my hachana, my willing to give up oilam hazeh for Torah, my willing to give up iskei laila, is the ingredients to shteig in Torah, is the ingredients of how much you want. And when iskei laila take you over, you will see. It can take a month, it can take 2 months, it can take 3 months. And in those 3 months you can finish Masechtas and be learning 3 storim a day. It will catch up to you. Because it's Sama Movis. When it's Sama Chaim, it keeps you going. because there's a Ribbono Shel Olam with you. He's living with you. Like the Bas Melech, the Melech said, I will come and live by you. I will help you along. But when there's no Kitoin, when there's no Ribbono Shel Olam next to you, helping you along, when you're busy with Iske Laila, says Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't see him by night. When there's a Roini Balaila, when there's a Shifchi Kamayim Libech, he's not knocking on my door. He's Barosh Kol Chutzois. He's over there. He's Atufim Barov. He's starving from hunger. He thinks he's full. He'll catch up. Doesn't work. The test of how much the Kitan Mayim, how much the Kitan Echod, is in the last month of the Zman. Is in the last 15, 20 days of a Zman. How much am I going to get back into it? How much am I willing to give up? I'm going home after Purim, I've got 6 weeks to battle around. How much is my Kitan Echod? This is where the Ribbono Shel Olam says, okay, pat yourself on the back, you got through the Zman. You made it by the skin of your teeth. Now let's see, Vifal Torah taught you. Do you know where I see it from? From the last 3 to 4 weeks. 15 more days of storing between Sunday and Thursday. This is the test of what the Masechta, what the Hasmoda, what the koyachs you put in. Adrabba, mikoyach from your aliyah. This is the test to see if it was an aliyah. If it was taka, ruchnistik and aliyah. Or we just, you know, I achieved something. This is an accomplishment in life. I'll make it through college, I'll make it through yeshiva. When I was in college, I got A's, and in yeshiva, I finished Masechtas. And in business, I'm going to be a millionaire, because I always have to be at the top. Well, how much is it of Torah? Says Rabbi Shalom, I want to see it. The last 15, 20 days, there's going to be siyumim here, one after another. There's going to be Bochram walking away, feeling that they accomplished and they changed the shtickl. Do you know how much you know if you've changed? Let's see how the end of this man finishes. Yo, we have